1.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Do you like clotted cream teas at all?
Probably the last time I had one was on a flight to Nairobi, actually.
On a nice flight?
Yes. Yeah, little scones, little cream tea. Yeah, very nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I have a plastic container.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that.
Sarah doesn't like them.
Right place, right time. I think it's quite nice, isn't it?
Strawberry or raspberry jam?
Ooh, strawberry, probably. But I think the aficionados would go raspberry.
Well, there you go. I knew I was doing something right. Enough of that. Markets. Nick's yesterday on Wall Street. Everyone's waiting for the non-farm payroll numbers, really.
Yeah, they are. In fact, global equities broke their winning streak yesterday across the board as fears that the rally had gone too fast against the backdrop of elevated valuations and low earnings and visibility. We know activity is picking up, but only slowly, and unemployment rates continue to surge, as we'll see from the non-farm payroll number. Stock 600 in Europe fell 0.7%, S&P 500 is down 0.3%. So all eyes on the US labour market report. So COVID-19 virus, the resulting lockdown in the US economy has encouraged employers to slash jobs. Before the pandemic, we should remember the US unemployment rate was down at a multi-decade low of 3.8%. In April, an unprecedented 20.5 million jobs were lost. That tripled the unemployment rate to 14.7%. What to expect from today's May non-farm payroll report? Well, further decline in jobs. We expect another 9 million jobs to have gone. The unemployment rate to rise to 19.5%. So if you take those April and May figures, it represents the sharpest increase and the highest rate of unemployment since the Great Depression. The outlook for the labour market actually perhaps a little bit more positive than the numbers might suggest. Remember, the US labour market is incredibly flexible. Very few incentives for American employers to hold on to staff that they don't need at the moment. They don't have the same job retention furloughing scheme in the US that you've seen in Europe and in the UK, for example. But at the same time, they also hire people back quite quickly once the economy picks up. We think growth in the US economy will pick up in the second half of the year and through into 2021, and employers will be hiring again. Therefore, we think the unemployment rate will fall back to 7.6%.
Pardon me if I'm going deaf, but didn't you say we were going to be holding on to the gains yesterday?
Well, the open, I said we were looking at a steady start on the European bourses.
But they closed down, though.
But it's a long way to go throughout the course of the trading session. I mean, if I could have predicted precisely exactly where it was going to be at the close, then I would have been a very rich man.
So it's just a massive gamble, basically. That's what you're saying.
Well, anyone who tries to predict the day-to-day movements of markets is either foolish or trying to kid themselves, quite frankly. The best investors, Warren Buffett et al., would know that you need to invest over longer periods of time to get a much smoother return, although equity markets will still deliver the greatest growth in portfolios amongst the major assets classes.
You should be opening for England.
Why do you say that?
Straight bat, wasn't it?
It was all right, wasn't
it? Very straight.
No problems there.
Forward defensive or a backward defensive, was it?
Well, I cut you through the offside, didn't I? off you go.
I'm not quite sure about that. Certainly went in the air wherever it ended up. Okay, Christine Lagarde has got her handbag out again.
Big bazooka, more like. So following her predecessors in being very aggressive in terms of the response to what she described as an unprecedented contraction facing the Eurozone, with a bigger than expected increase in emergency bond buying programme. They expanded the amount of purchases by 600 billion euros, taking the total 1.35 trillion euros, quite astounding. Also extend the duration at least until the end of June 2021 and said that they would reinvest maturing assets. Market reaction peripheral bonds rallied. The yield on 10-year Italian bonds compared to their German equivalent narrowed. The rationale behind it, well, it's very much driven by the latest European Central Bank's projections for growth and inflation. They're predicting a contraction of 8.7% this year, although growth of 5.2% in 2021. But they did say under a more severe scenario, output could shrink by as much as 12.6% this year. Inflation has seen is only accelerating slowly, likely to average just 1.3% by the time we get to 2022. So over the forecast horizon, significantly below the European Central Bank's target level of close to, but just below 2%, given their mandate for price stability had no other option but to ramp up that programme.
Does she keep a bazooka in her handbag?
I don't know if you should be, you know, constantly referring to Madame Lagarde's handbag.
Why?
To be honest with you. Well, I just don't think it's acceptable.
It's probably a very expensive handbag, whatever brand it is. Probably a Mulberry, I would think, isn't it?
I think we should be more focusing on her policy response that she's been providing to a desperate situation within the Eurozone rather than thinking about her accessories, don't you?
No.
Well, I'm sorry to say that. I really am.
Yeah, well...
I wouldn't expect that.
She was looking very stressed out, actually, that press conference yesterday. She must be wondering what she's sort of bitten off, really, because she should have stayed with the IMF, I think.
Yeah, it's a difficult job. Mario Draghi thought he had a tough time getting through the great financial crisis.
Well, he got out just in time, didn't he?
You'd imagine so. He'll be sitting back and watching Madame Lagarde fighting away. And remember, the time, of course... Mario Draghi, there's lots of criticisms that quantitative easing would result in huge amounts of inflation and it was taking central banks in the wrong way. Those numbers look rather petty compared to the figures that we've been talking about over the course of the past 24 hours.
Do you think he's got a man bag?
I can imagine he does, actually.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
It's very continental, isn't it?
It is. Have you got one?
No.
Couldn't see you with one. Backpack, maybe?
No.
Bin bag?
No, just a kind of briefcase type thing.
Carry stuff around in a bin bag. Strikes me the sort of person you are.
Thank you very much.
That's all right.
It's really, really nice that you think so highly of me. And Aston Martin cutting jobs. It's been a bit of a disaster so far this year for Aston Martin, hasn't it?
Yeah, Aston Martin, we should remember, has been struggling for some time. The latest announcement said they've cut as many as 500 jobs to cope with the lower demand for luxury cars amid the pandemic. But as you say, there's been problems there before. The automaker is targeting savings of about £18 million in operating and manufacturing costs, while also lowering capital expenditure by a further £10 million. The elimination of 500 positions equates to almost 20% of Aston's workforce. Carmaker recently received a £536 million capital infusion that was led by Canadian billionaire Lawrence Stroll, aimed at rescuing the debt-laden company. They have been focusing on introducing its first SUV that's set to come to the market in the next few months, and that's a big part of its turnaround strategy.
Okay, and a quick word about clothing retailers. Gap reports a loss of nearly $1 billion. I know they don't allow you in there, do they? I haven't got your size, but
so, not anymore, unfortunately. No,
you're more like high and micey, more micey than high.
high.
Is that still exists?
It's a nice comeback from you this morning. You've been on the back foot of it this morning, but you're pushing forward now. That's nice. Poor numbers coming through from Gap. It's a reflection of how poorly major clothing retailers have been performing during the course of this pandemic. The reality is people haven't been spending money. Even those with online operations haven't done particularly well, because the reality is people don't spend money on new clothes simply to wear them at home. They're prepared to get on with what they've got. And obviously people spending much less in terms of working clothes as well. So put that all together against the uncertainty of the labour market, consumers becoming more cautious, higher saving rates. No surprise that anyone... But not that the food retailers have been struggling in that regard.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go out and buy a load of sterling on the strength of your advice the other day. But actually, in all fairness, that is more to do with the strength of the euro following a Christine Lagarde's announcement, isn't it?
Sterling has actually been relatively strong against the dollar. We should remember, we watch to see what happens later today in terms of those key Brexit negotiations. The final round is supposed to be concluding today, but very little sign of progress being made, although we've been here before and there's still potential for an 11th hour deal to come through. The euro has been improving against sterling, but also against the dollar as well, as markets react positively to the aggressive nature of the response by the central banks, and of course a pickup in stimulus, fiscal stimulus at a government level as well.
Okay, give us the numbers then, please.
Pound against the dollar holding 1.26 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.13. Going to get €1.11 for your British pound this morning.
So will the Cobb and Fire Brigade be around at your gaffer again this weekend, or...?
No need. The rain falling from the sky will put out the barbecue, I'm afraid, this weekend. Very few barbecues taking place in this part of the world.
We can do something useful.
Yeah. What would you suggest?
Well, help Mrs. Potts do the housework or something.
I've reseeded one of our lawns, actually. That's a nice job to do, by the way. It's a nice thing to see grass growing. It's really pleasant. There's a lot of Miracle-Gro, other of course, grass is available. Miracle Grow is wonderful stuff. It looks a bit funny, but it comes out a rather interesting, well, quite vibrant shade of green, it has to be said. But it's looking good.
The problems of suburbia. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Talk to you on Monday. Hank Potts from Barclays.